Now, another Leon Wolf live musical performance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Guy Smiley Blues Exchange.
We'll be right back.
There we go. Live stuff from Guy Smiley Blues Exchange here on Liam Wolf. Let's go in here and talk to these multi-talented people. Let's see if I can do this without tearing up cords.
I think you can tear up cords.
How many people we got in here? 6 people, and you should see this room. If you get a chance to look at the website sometime, we'll have to put a picture up there of what happens in this place. Let's start closest to me. I don't know if I can get to everybody. Let's see. Can I fit in the middle of the room?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. All right, well, let's start here with the drummer. He's fairly close to me. What's your name, sir?
Jim Kolacek.
Hi, Jim. And forgive me, guys, because I'm going to forget this many names. This is more than my brain can handle. But Jim, I'll try and remember. He's got the cool Far From Normal, the sort of Volkswagen parody t-shirt on. I like that a whole lot. And let's see. Playing bass, if I can get to him. Who are you?
John Grant.
Hi, John. How's it going?
It's going all right.
You enjoying yourself?
Very much so.
Cool. You look like you're having a good time. And then way back over there is a guy playing keyboard and guitar, and you will hear his voice now. Who are you?
My name's Graham Spice.
Hi, Graham. How you feeling tonight?
Hey, man. Awesome, dude.
Yeah, it looks like you're enjoying yourself. Man, that's some good good keys and good guitar going over there. You were really getting into it, it seems like.
I was digging
like.
The wah-wah pedal.
Yeah, you like that? Oh, yeah. We're waka-waka-wowing along with you. Okay, playing all the wind instruments. Fascinating stuff. Let's see. I don't know my music terminology. What do you play?
All right, I play alto saxophone and flute.
You see, I was brilliantly calling it the little saxophone and flute.
Which it is. It's the littlest.
All right, playing alto sax. I got to learn the terminology.
That's my favorite Christmas story, the littlest saxophone.
I know, it's so sweet, the poor little ugly saxophone. Everyone loves it. What is your name?
I'm Patrick, but I'm also known as the Reverend J.P. Funk.
I might remember that. Reverend J.P. Funk on the little sax. Yes. On the littlest.
Can we call you Rev for short?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Rev. Then he sounds like a car. Then playing the middle sax, which is called what?
That's the tenor sax.
Tenor sax. Okay. And you are?
My name's Chris West.
And you and the Rev were also playing some flutes there, right? Did I see the two of you playing?
Yes.
Amazing. I'm so envious of musical talent. And you, sir, on the, what's your sax called?
Baritone sax.
Baritone sax. The big sax.
The big sax.
Oh, yeah. Who are you?
Ryan Stiles.
Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, wait. Your name is Ryan Stiles.
That's correct. Yeah, that's right.
Stiles on the big sax. I might remember that, too. So I'll have to call them all by their instrument names now. So somebody tell me, what was the name of that tune we just heard? Anybody want it to? Okay, well, that's the Rev.
That's right.
That one's called Consider This. It's our loving tribute to NPR's All Things Considered.
How is that?
Well, it's the
that's the
song.
Theme song.
It is.
Oh, it is.
It's the theme song from the show, absolutely.
Wow. Listeners of NPR will know that.
See, I don't listen to NPR. Neither am I cool nor intelligent. So I don't know what your sax is called. I don't listen to them. I don't know.
Well, it's a little bit twisted and contorted. You know, we did our own little thing with it, made it a little sloppy, but yeah.
That's kind of neat. Those guys need to hear that then.
Have they heard it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It's been on the air several
times.
Cool. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so now we got it on another station. So what kind of music do you call this exactly? With your name, Guy Smiley Blues Exchange, I assume that we're going to call it some kind of blues. Anybody want to field that one?
We call it your mama. It's your mama. It's your mama's music.
It's your mama? Okay, that's good enough. It's good enough for me. It's your mama music. Okay.
I know she'd like it.
Actually, my mother's listening right now.
Oh, yeah. All right. Get down, mama.
Mama will probably enjoy that quite a bit. She'll cook you food, man. She'll love you now that you talk to her.
We're ready, man. We're ready.
Y'all are hungry?
Haven't eaten all day.
Oh, man. You drove from where? Nashville?
Nashville, Tennessee, all the way.
Is Nashville home for all of you?
Yes. Yep. Unfortunately, sometimes.
Unfortunately. Do you agree with him? Is it unfortunate?
It can be.
It does seem, when you think Nashville, you know what everybody thinks. Hee-haw country music, right?
Yeah, pretty much, but you know.
Man, you think R&B horn funk is what you think.
R&B horn funk your mama music.
That's right.
Exactly, that's what.
I didn't say funk your mama. I never said that.
Don't say funk my mama.
Let's go on the record and say, I did not say that. That was you, buddy.
Yeah, R&B funk your mama.
Alabama, right?
That's right, I did say that. I'm going to have to keep track of that. So what's it like playing this kind of music in Nashville? I mean, is it tough because of the focus on country?
Well, it's tough. I wouldn't necessarily say it's because of the focus on country. It's just, I don't know. It's just Nashville is saturated with musicians. So when you play in Nashville, everybody's, you know, either got their own gig or, you know, wants to sit around and think, you know, they have a gig that, you know, they're waiting on. And
yes.
So, I mean, it's hard to get people out to see us, but, you know.
So is it like actors and actresses in Hollywood?
Yeah, I've never been to Hollywood, but I'd say yes.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's got a music thing going on.
So there's a music scene in Nashville?
Believe it or not, there is. Oh. There's actually a growing jazz scene as well.
Oh,
yes.
Really, a growing jazz scene. So when you go to play at a club, how do you explain to people what you do? I mean, how do you tell someone about this music if they don't know what R&B, horn, funk, your mama is?
Well, we just basically just say, listen, just you know? Yeah, we just play and...
So is another question I have for you. You do, most of your songs are lyricless, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, you're closest to me, dude. You have to answer the question.
I'm the bass player, man. I don't know how to worry about these microphones and stuff, man.
Wasn't the last bass player on the show like that, too?
Yeah.
He didn't want to talk.
Actually, the whole band was like that.
I'm going to lean over to Graham, then I'll go accost the drummer a little bit.
That's the spirit. That's the way we like it, yeah. Well, a lot of our stuff is lyricless, but, you know, we've got a couple tunes that's got vocals on it.
So I guess my question then is on those lyricless tunes, maybe like the one we heard or another one we're going to hear, where's the meaning come from? You know, I often ask bands, hey, what was that song all about? So what inspires an instrumental song? What is it, moods? Is it feeling? What?
Well, I mean, I hope it's whatever the listener wants it to be, you know? I mean, we don't try and tell them how to feel or how to think or anything like that. We try not to be political, not to be, you know, I mean, I don't have anything against bands with a message, but that's not really where we're coming from, you know?
So it's listener-oriented.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our goal is just to make sure that people have a good time. I mean, that's really what we want to do. We like to have music that's got a good groove to it.
So which of you guys writes tunes most, or how collaborative is this? Somebody answer that for me.
That's the one.
We there's a few of us who write. You know, I write, you know, Patrick writes, Graham writes. Lately, I've been bringing in the most tunes, I guess, but I mean, it's...
Tell everyone your name again.
My name is Chris West. Okay.
Chris writes all the... He's the middle sax, right?
I'm the middle sax, the flute, bass, clarinet. And I even play a smaller sax than Patrick sometimes.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I don't know.
I keep that to yourself,
dude. Don't tell the ladies.
I don't know, man. It's not the size of your sax, but it's how you blow it, you know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And funk your mama. So any trouble being the middle sax, like a middle child?
No, not at all. I was a middle child, so I'm used to it, you know?
Middle child, yeah. Middle sax. Hell, I lost my train of thought completely. We were talking about what your songs mean. I was going to ask, when you're writing songs... and your guys get together to write, what something works in there? There's got to be some inspiration. Ever write a song because of something that's happened? Write a song because of something you felt? Well, let me get over here to Graham.
I think a lot of it is we're all music majors in college, so we, you know, mess around with all kinds of different sounds, play Latin music, we play jazz, we play straight funk. We've done a lot of different stuff, and a lot of times we just bring that in, you know, and incorporate it in what we're doing.
So what's the most unusual thing that has led to a tune, either from experimentation or some odd idea you had?
Well, one time Chris hooked up his saxophone mouthpiece to a trumpet and played through that. We called that the funkyophone, and that kind of spawned a tune of its own.
Yeah. So a brass saxophone.
That's right, the funkyophone, absolutely.
Okay. The funkyophone. I like, so you've invented instruments, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the electric guiro.
What is that?
it's really, we can't talk about it on the radio.
You have to be over 21 to play that, don't you?
Well, we've got a patent on it, so, you know, we don't really want to, you know, bring out the particulars.
We love new and innovative instruments.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Those are the only few I can think of. The drummer, he plays pots and pans a lot.
Well, let's go talk to the drummer. The drummer are usually the ones that get in the most trouble, right?
Most of the time, yes.
All right. So let me ask you, what kind of troubles has this band been in on touring? There's got to have been something that's happened. There's already giggles as I ask that question. So has there been a cop pull you over, weird thing happen? Bigger giggles on the cops. So tell me, what's some strange stuff happening with you guys?
The big thing is nothing goes as you plan it to. Right. You know, you always have to expect the unexpected, I suppose.
Such is life.
And it's just an adventure along the way, you know, when things don't go as they plan to, or you do get pulled over, or...
Well, you keep grinning. What happened? There's got to be a story in there somewhere. That's what I want to get at.
Speeding tickets.
We got pulled over for going too slow one time.
You pulled over for going too slow?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Had a flat tire or something. I just had to go real slow. Flat tires on the road, sitting there for 6 hours. You know, it's just, it's always an adventure every time we go out.
So. That's right. We're going to pull the bizarre stories out of you in a little bit because we got some funky questions for you coming up soon. What's going to be the name of the next tune we hear from you guys?
I believe it's Confidential Attitude, but I might be wrong.
Oh, that's right. You answered that question really well, though, Mr. Bass Player.
Thank you very much.
Despite your hesitancy, that was really good. Okay, here comes a little more live music as I get myself back out into the hallway. More live music from Guy Smiley Blues Exchange on Leon Wolf. We'll be right back. Live music there, Guy Smiley Blues Exchange on the Leon Wolf Show. And now I need the little bag. Go. All right, this is the part of the show that's called the Liquor Store Bag of Questions. It's the part where I tie myself up in my mic cable accidentally and my headphone cable, reach into this bag, pull out a question, each of you, and then pass it on to the next person. Read the question to yourself and only to yourself. Wolf, a little less headphone, please, for the interview portion of our show.
How's that?
You got the question? Go ahead. Just pull it out and get it to yourself. There you go. Pass it on around. Got a lot of guys. And read the question to yourself and think, which other band member could answer this question best? And then you're going to conduct the interview from here on out by asking each other questions. And I'm a lazy bastard. It makes life a lot easier. our middle sax man, very, very happy about his question he gets to ask someone. So we'll start with Big Sax Man. What was your name again? It was very cool.
Ryan Stiles.
Stiles, right. Okay, Mr. Style. Who are you asking your question to?
I'll ask John my question, actually.
Okay, question going to the bass player who does not want to talk.
Exactly. What product is this band most appropriate to endorse?
That'd be either Jack Daniels or the new Lance Buffalo Wing and Blue Cheese Thunder Chips.
There you go. All right. That sounds good.
Thunder Chips.
All right. Let's see.
Rejuvenate.
Yeah.
Have you drawn a question yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Who would you like to ask your question to?
I think I'll ask Graham.
Okay.
All right. If your sexual activity was depicted on the Discovery Channel, what animal would you be and why?
Got that one, Graham?
Yeah, sure. That'd be the praying mantis. I don't know if you guys are aware of what happens to a praying mantis after it has sex, but
it falls asleep.
A woman bites your head off or something?
That's exactly right. That's
Really? What happened?
That's what happens.
Some tough relationship problems?
Actually, that's the root of my question. I'm going to ask Patrick this one. What's the deal with my relationship problems anyways? What am I doing wrong?
I think you should look into yourself and explore your inner feelings and share them with your mate, you see. Uh-huh. I think you have some pent-up animal aggression that you're not getting out, and maybe you should stay in the van tonight on your own.
I see. Okay, so he's not communicating enough.
I think it's not exactly that.
Right, so maybe they need to find time alone to communicate.
Ah, that's the type of communication I was thinking of.
Yeah, okay.
The Reverend Funk can give you some advice on that.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, listen to the Rev. All right, Rev, who are you asking your question to?
Well, I was going to ask Graham, but in the sense of fairness, I think I'll ask...
You can ask Graham, by the way. The rules allow it.
No, I'm going to ask Jim so we can get around to Jim here. Jim, our spacecraft is about to explode. You know the one I'm talking about. One of us must enter the reactor chamber and lose his life to save the others. Who is the most likely volunteer and who should volunteer?
I think Graham's probably the most likely.
Oh, most giving, huh?
Yeah.
It's right in here,
buddy. That's right. Hey, he should probably do it, too.
What about his personality makes you think he'd be the one to volunteer?
He's a go-getter.
He's a go give himself upper, apparently.
He's a go dyer.
That's right.
Now, who in the band really ought to be the one to do it?
That's a tough one.
The newest member.
Yeah, Ryan. Ryan should do it. He's the newest member.
Ryan's newest, so out he goes. I'm so sorry, dude.
Last one hired, first one fired.
There you go.
The only one that can fix our busted ass spaceship.
To what?
The only one that can fix our busted spaceship as well.
So the spaceship is referring to a particular vehicle that I saw you sitting in when we pulled up, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so it was a van, didn't look too bad.
AKA Grimace as well. That's our nickname for the van, Grimace.
Big purple thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called Grimace?
Yeah, because it's purple, like Grimace.
I like that. Okay, let's see. Who are you asking your question to, Mr. Drummer?
I'm going to ask Patty. It's kind of funny I got this one. I'm in one of my really bad moods.
And everybody laughs. Oh, yeah.
Imitate me saying and doing the things I usually do in such a bad mood.
All right.
Unfortunately, it's mostly visual, but it goes something like this. And you guys in the studio can
I'll describe best I can whatever you do.
It goes like this. You shake it up, and you put it in, and you do this. You put your arms out like that. And then
he's punching, waving his arms in the air.
Sounds like he's doing the hokey pokey.
Shake it all around like this, see, and then you put it down like that right there. All right,
so just a lot of flailing is what he does.
Very much so.
It really sounded like he was doing the hokey pokey.
A little bit, yeah.
Then a lot of silence.
So he doesn't actually say much. He just kind of flails and...
No, after he's finished saying something brief.
What kinds of things does he say?
Exactly what I said. It doesn't make any sense. He's isn't a fanatical rage. He can't make sense of anything.
He says things like, put it up here and down and then around and that's it.
That's absolutely right. Like, there's a time I crushed your toe. Remember that? You said some pretty important stuff then.
What'd he do?
Like you said, I was in a fit of rage. I cannot remember what I said.
You just went nuts and flailed and said, put things here and there. Who has not asked a question? All righty, back to our middle sax man. Who are you asking?
You know, I really haven't figured that out yet, but I think I'm going to, just to be safe, I'm going to ask, can I ask two people this question?
Oh, we'll ask one.
One at a time.
One at a time.
One at a time. Okay, well, I'll ask Styles, since I don't think anyone's asked him a question yet. What is your philosophy on sleeping around while on tour?
Oh, yeah.
His eyes open wide, what?
What do you mean?
Yeah, put me on the spot.
Well, I could ask somebody else, but they got a girlfriend. So.
Yeah, I don't have a girlfriend.
Who has
so
a girlfriend?
Cool.
What,
sure, why not?
So your philosophy is just whatever?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No.
Yeah, no girlfriend.
Wow.
Oh, what now?
He ditched the girlfriend. He had a girlfriend.
Well, he doesn't have one while he's on the air right now.
He didn't have one. He had one just a little while ago.
What the hell happened?
She got on my nerves.
And so your philosophy is, I'm screwing around on tour.
Sure.
Fantastic.
Should I turn on your road manager's microphone right now?
She has nothing to add, believe me.
I bet she can. Let her lean into the mic. What does she have to say? Does she have anything to say at all? Can we?
Told ya.
See you on that one.
Oh, say again?
I think I'm sworn to secrecy on that one. I have to live with these
I'll give
guys
you that $5 after we're done.
Yeah, pay her to keep quiet. Hush money.
And I'll give you something else.
Did you want to... what?
What's that?
Oh, did you just offer something to your road manager?
No.
That would be wholly inappropriate, dude.
I did not say anything of such.
Okay, who else did you want to ask that one to? We'll let you go one more. We got a little time.
Well, I was going
to
ask Patrick since he's the other one without a girlfriend.
Okay, your philosophy on sleeping around while on tour.
I don't get the chance.
What? Oh, come on, you're in a band.
No, it's true. There's no hope for us people in the band. We're look at us. We're dorks. Dweebs.
No.
Okay, I'm having the chance soon. And I say take them as you can get them. You only have one life to live. You know, just go for it. Sleep with two or three at once.
Lots of women want to sleep with a guy in the band.
Remember, two fives are better than 1 10.
You got it, man.
For people listening on affiliate stations that might want to find out something about you on the web, is there such a thing? Yes, Graham is nodding.
Yeah, man, it's the acronym of the band. It's GSBE.com, GuySmileyBluesExchange.com, GSBE.
GSBE.com. We will link to that from the Lee and Wolf website. People can find. Is there a CD people can look for?
Yeah, we got two CDs out. We just released a new one. It's a live CD, and we also have a studio CD before that, and they're selling pretty well. So definitely check it out. We've got all the tracks on there from each of the CDs on the website. So check.
Didn't you tell me that it was doing well in the southern region? Right? You said that somewhere on the web was doing great.
That's right. The state of Alabama. We have the number one selling CD on Amazon.com.
Oh, wow.
That's right. We are bigger than SEC football on Amazon.com.
Whoa, that's like when the Beatles said they were bigger than Jesus, man. Be careful. Yeah. All right. So GSBE.com. All right, Wolf, let's get the heck on out of here, and I will thank you guys 100,000 times. Some of the best music I've heard in here at all, period. I mean, I'm serious. It was absolutely fantastic. And let's go finish up the rest of the show. A very little bit more stuff to do. And we will finish up. Everything okay, Wolf? Yeah?
Mostly, yeah.
Mostly, yes. Okay, he looks slightly panicked. Guy Smiley Blues Exchange. I hope everybody checks him out. Stay tuned. You are listening to Lee and Wolf.